This season, I've learned my lesson well with summertime movies that boast talented supporting players one hopes will make the pictures worthy of the time it takes to watch them. Patricia Clarkson is one of those really fine supporting actors whose ubiquity and ability have become legend the last few years. But boo-hoo, her recent appearance in Friends with Benefits was a letdown. Then there's the lesson of the really excellent leading actor who wowed me in past films doing one or more roles that causes me to want to see that performer in his or her newest picture that's soon to open. The lesson learned is you can't always be right using that information these days. And one day is one movie that tumbles into that category with a relatively loud thud. Been there, done that, even with Anne Hathaway as the leading lady, although she's just about always a joy to watch, whether she's playing the guilt-ridden Kim, sister to Rachel getting married, Lurleen, one of the women in Brokeback Mountain, married to a closeted gay ranch hand, or in Love and Other Drugs, the gal who quickly beds down with Jake Gyllenhaal doing her bookwormish but alluring Maggie character. Anne as Emma in One Day is more than just similar to Maggie. I thought maybe she was the same gal, this time up close and personal but not as revealing, with Jim Sturgis. This surefire first date movie for people with anglophilia has Emma and Dexter, played by Sturgis, as graduating university students who have an initial overnight fling after their baccalaureate service, then decide thereafter, rain or shine, to meet up every year on the same date to see what's up with their friendship, whether the relationship, in its own way, is a rainy or sunny day, so to speak. The annual get-together for the couple is July 15th, St. Swithin's Day, which is akin to what a rainy Easter Sunday can bring, I've heard. Maybe One Day should have been titled Same Time Next Year, but Robert Mulligan has already beaten Danish director Lone Scherfig to that cinematic punch. Same Time Next Year first ran 33 years ago. Miss Scherfig's better claim to a better feature film is An Education. Everybody stays rather perky, giddy, and with it through the first couple of acts of Miss Scherfig's One Day, but well after most all of the with it withers and the perk and the giddiness fade as well, the story moves on to other events which you'll correctly guess are sure to happen. It's just that with such a routine track-taking for a film, you'd suppose the early goings-on of One Day would make better use of their time developing characters who elicit a sense of sympathy, especially for Dexter. Hathaway and Clarkson's roles, of course, are freighted with enough sympathy to fill three movies. But Clarkson has such an impressive resume. She's Dexter's mom in One Day. Other than Hathaway and Ken Stott, who plays Dexter's dad, Clarkson is the only person in the film who rings clearly in her role. It's not a large one, and it is, ironically, written for purposes for evoking sympathy. But what it really does is show what a together mom Dexter, not knowing how lucky he is, has. One Day comes from the 2009 novel of the same title by David Nichols. He also did the screenplay. Rachel Portman, composer for the memorable music heard in the twice-Oscared The Cider House Rules, wrote the pleasant but somewhat sing-songy score for One Day. More often than not, this kind of film entertainment takes no prisoners when going for its enormous tug for our hearts. In One Day, the real play for these emotions comes near the end after significant scenes do their usual job of growing up people in the script. With Anne Hathaway on the business end of churning up such feelings, One Day will come through for you with a pretty good payoff. It's what Anne does best. And those big, beautiful, shining eyes of hers help a lot with that. One more thing for me on seeing One Day. It has come to pass for sure that Hugh Grant, of Four Weddings and a Funeral, has lived way too far into his middle years to be the right leading man for such a film. But Sturgis has filled the gap here, and will be likely filling it again, and maybe again, and again, and again. Fill the gaps in your moments of boredom reading all the film reviews by the guy with his voice. They're online for you at TulsaTVMemories.com or at the International Movie Database, better known to those who appreciate initials, at www.imdb.com. I'm Gary Chu. Down in the valley.